Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about the gorgeous goldenrod crab spider, or flower spider. There are over 3,000 crab spider species worldwide and more than 200 in North America. The goldenrod crab spider's scientific name is Misumina vascha. The goldenrod crab spider is abundant throughout North America and Europe. It can be found on flowers and shrubs in woodlands, fields, and gardens. One of its favorite perches is goldenrod flowers. Female goldenrod crab spiders are about 3/8 of an inch long, and males are 1/3 that size or less. The females are larger to accommodate egg production and grow bigger by molting more frequently than males. Goldenrod crab spider populations are heavily female biased, up to 5-1. Goldenrod crab spiders are easy to identify and bear some resemblance to crabs. They can move in any direction, forward, backward, and sideways, and have short, wide, flattened bodies. The first of four pairs of legs is the largest and held open, crab fashion, to grasp prey. Goldenrod crab spiders are extravagantly colored and can change their color at will. Females are frequently in electric chartreuse, bright yellow, or white with red abdominal markings. Males are darker. In 1 to 3 days, the goldenrod crab spider can alter its color to improve its camouflage. They also have excellent eyesight. Goldenrod crab spiders do not spin webs, but are sit-and-wait predators, hunting on the ground or from flowers. They can remain in one spot for days or weeks, waiting for prey. Their favorite food is bees, and they also hunt butterflies, grasshoppers, and flies. Sometimes they use one kill as a decoy to lure another. The goldenrod crab spider's venom allows it to hunt prey much larger than itself. After ambushing its victim, the spider injects it with immobilizing venom from its fangs. The spider then injects the digestive enzymes into the prey, which allows the spider to suck the liquefied insides. Surplus kills are saved for future use and hung below the hunting perch. Other spider species sometimes steal prey from goldenrod crab spiders. After breeding in the spring, the female goldenrod crab spider lays her eggs on a leaf, which she folds and wraps in protective silk. Foregoing food, she protects the eggs until they hatch in about 3 weeks, and then she dies. Wasps, birds, and reptiles prey on goldenrod crab spiders. To escape predators, they can release a silk thread to lower themselves out of danger, then climb it to return to their perch when it is safe. Goldenrod crab spiders rarely bite, and only in response to being threatened. Their bite and venom is not dangerous to humans. Check the flowers on your next hike or in your garden for the exotic-looking goldenrod crab spider, and welcome its hunting prowess and beauty. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature.